broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Wow. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 8th. Wow, what is this? August 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Saturday, we had a rebroadcast. We had a little bit of equipment glitches. We got that solved. Thank heavens. Now we're back live on the air. A couple of minutes, Lowell Nelson will join us for the first hour. It'll be great to have him back. We haven't talked to Lowell in quite a while. He's got a lot lined up for us. Second hour, Dr. Scott Bradley, a little bit under the weather, as you can tell that I am, I guess, as well. I've just got allergies and my voice sounds horrible. I apologize for that, but we're going to power through and do the best we can. But Dr. Bradley will not be with me second hour, but boy, do I have a bunch of news the networks refuse to use for you. On Friday, we had a guest on, Ariella Meskowitz, and she was from a sex worker group. Decriminalizesexwork.org. We talked to her because she was at Freedom Fest. And, you know, they make some compelling arguments. Morally, I don't agree with them, obviously, but I do kind of understand where they're coming from. And I realize that, hey, we need to really consider what people have to say oftentimes, folks, or we're never going to get along. That's the key. All right, there's a bunch of other things we talked about on Friday. I'll get to that next hour. I try to do that sometimes in the second hour so they can get a clue about the recaps that we do as well. But thanks for being alongside for the ride. Without further ado, our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back, long time, my friend.
It's good to be back, Sam. Thank you for having me on your show.
Wow, there's so much to talk about, so little time. Let's jump right into the leadership school. I meant to promote that a lot more, but we didn't get a chance to have you on for a variety of reasons. You were traveling, I was traveling, et cetera. But you guys had a great time, didn't you?
We really did, Sam. The interest in the school was pretty overwhelming. Out of the 72 available seats, we had 58 people register. So we're talking, and in fact, the instructor himself said that he prefers classes of about 40 or 50. He doesn't want them to get too big because, you know, you lose the intimacy of personally interacting with everybody when it gets too big. So he was actually a little bit grateful that we didn't fill all 72 seats. But the interest is so high. I even have people signing up for the class next year. The interest is so high that we may do, you know, several more classes like this, like maybe a couple later this year, and maybe a couple earlier in the season next year, you know. So just because there's so much interest in learning how to get our politicians to do what we want them to do. I mean, to do the right thing, basically. Adhere to the Constitution, adhere to the proper role of government. I mean, politicians are predictable, and so if you can, they respond to pressure. And so if you can pressure them to do the right thing, then we're going to be successful. Of course, you know, our opposition knows this too. And that's one reason why, like, the gay crowd has been so successful. They're very noisy and they push politicians to do something, vote a certain way. And so even though they're in a minority, they get their way because they're so noisy, you know, they're so pushy, and
they're highly organized, they're noisy, mm-hmm. and they put their money where their mouth is, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what we need to do. So it's important that we train up our liberty-minded people this way to do the very same thing. Now, I know not all of you, in fact, most of you listening to this show do not live in Utah. There are classes like this, schools just like this one all over the country. This is not just in Utah, but for example, in August, August 13 in Berthoud, Colorado, there's a school. On August 27th, there's one in Carrollton, Virginia. also on the 27th, one in Spanish Fort, Alabama. In September, there's another in Colorado. They're at Colorado Springs on September 10th. And then on September 17th, there's one in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. And October, another one in Louisiana, Alexandria, Louisiana, and one in Erie, Pennsylvania. So, I mean, and basically these are scheduled 2 months out. So if you, you know, if you live near one of these schools, then please sign up. Like if you're in Virginia or Colorado, Alabama, North Carolina, Colorado, Louisiana, any of these places, these are schools that are on the calendar. You can sign up for them today and guarantee yourself a seat in the school. Now, if you don't have a school in your community, you can apply to get one. You just sign up and say, I want to host a school. And if you can get 20 people to sign up and with you to that school, then FACL will bring the school right to your community, right to your hometown. And so that's a great way to get this training. Now, just one last thing, Sam. If you've never attended this school before, then you really ought to watch a video found at the FACL website. That's F-A-C-L, as in Frank Alpha Charlie Lima, FACL-training.org. FACL-training.org. There's a 20-minute video they posted there recently containing clips from the very first class taught at the school. It is entitled The Real Nature of Politics. It is an excellent introduction to the school. In fact, it's foundational to an understanding of the whole school, that 20-minute video. So if you, you know, take a look at it, folks. That's FACL-training.org. Watch the video there. You'll be amazed at what you can learn about politics and the influence that you can have on your politicians, whether it's at the legislature, the city council, the county commission, the school board. It's all applicable to whatever legislative body you want to influence. Sam?
Now, folks, if you want to double down on this and you believe this is critical, and I do, because I think this training really helps you understand how to go about this, what ways are effective, what ways are not, how you should behave, how you can organize. I mean, this school has tremendous leadership guidance, if you will. But Lowell's saying, hey, if you can't travel to one of these schools, then volunteer to host a school in your community. I completely agree, but I would even say this, though. Make the time, fly if you have to, go attend one of the schools somewhere, and then come back and have a school in your area. So learn what it's about by the video at the website. Then go ahead and attend one of the schools so you really have your understanding and your knowledge peaked, if you will, and then bring it into your community. This is the kind of thing that, as Lowell mentioned, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people, or whoever else, whatever other group, the pro-death, abortion mill people, these kind of people, they all do these kind of trainings for themselves, but they use the tactics evilly. See, technology is neither good nor bad. It's how it's used, right? Same thing with these principles. It all depends on whose hands they're in on how they're applied, right? Well, all I'm telling you is it's up to you, but if you want to double down and get involved, you got to go watch the video. You got to go attend a school or a class, and then you got to go ahead and host one yourself. And if we could do this all over the country, eventually we can train the trainers. Then the trainers can train more. And see, this needs to grow. That's what we're talking about, Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. It's a ringing endorsement of the school. And there is no better training found in the country for this than this school, bar none. I've attended a lot of them. And, you know, and we had Kirk Shelley, who's the senior instructor at FACL. He was our trainer just this past Saturday. So what a rare treat to have the person who has trained all the rest of the staff. They have about 12 to 15 of these trainers all over the country that go and they just teach these schools weekend after weekend. And it's a delightful school. You have fun. You learn, you know, the instructors share experiences of their own about how they did this or they did that. Sean Dow, for example, talks about how he got rid of red light cameras in the state of Arizona. Kirk Shelley talks about the many, he's worked on almost 300 campaigns, local, state, and national. His record, Sam, 89% win rate. I mean, that's incredible. as a campaign consultant. So, I mean, he really, when you get him, you're going to win the race if you put in the work. So it's a great school, and they have one other school called the Campaign Management School. It's a brand-new curriculum, and we're badly in need of that here in Utah because our candidates, our Liberty candidates, they don't run a campaign to win. They run but most of them, they really don't know what to do or how to run an effective campaign. Well, we're going to change that, Sam, because in the next few years, we're bringing that school to Utah numerous times, and we'll be talking about that later on, but that's a school that will help our liberty-minded candidates win instead of just, you know, being in the race. Sam?
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Great stuff from Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. We have now LifeSite News with really a scary reality check. Dr. Simone Gold, jailed for trespassing. From the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, Gold was singled out by the FBI among the thousands who entered the Capitol on January the 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where, if you've seen this movie, that the Epic Times have put together what really happened on January the 6th, you are shocked. Lowell, have you seen that movie?
Oh, man, not yet, Sam. I got to watch that.
All right, if you go to theepictimes.com, I think it costs a couple of dollars, but it is worth watching. You will come away realizing that the government, the FBI, etc., has declared war on we the people. They're starting with people like Simone Gold. We'll talk about why in seconds on your radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Lowell Nelson with me, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. Dr. Simone Gold, jailed for trespassing. LifeSiteNews.com with the details. By the way, LifeSite News is the one that reported this lie about COVID. I should say they reported the truth about COVID, but they exposed the lie. Let me say it right. LifeSite News basically said in Israel, more elderly people are dying from the COVID vaccine than from COVID itself. I reported that article in LifeSite News, along with a well-known Israeli news organization as well. And that's what caused Twitter to suspend my account. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? So LifeSite News doing a great job always, but they're highlighting what's happening to Dr. Simone Gold. She was very peaceful in her conduct, ladies and gentlemen, but they targeted her from the beginning, Lowell.
It sure did, Sam. And by the way, that's a badge of honor for your Twitter account to get suspended for just reporting the truth. So kudos to you for that. Dr. Simone Gold, I met her last year when she came to Salt Lake City for the We Can Act conference. I think you did too at that time, Sam.
That was a great conference, by the way.
Yeah, she is. She's not a physically imposing figure by any means. She's probably 5'6" or something, a light build, you know, maybe, 120 pounds or 30 pounds or something. I mean, he's not going to hurt a fly. I mean, but she's incredibly courageous, incredibly intelligent, wonderful individual. And she gave a speech there in the Statuary Hall there in the Capitol, stating her opposition to vaccine mandates, her opposition to the government-imposed lockdowns. I mean, every common sense thing you can think of, right? That's what she was just talking about to the people inside the Capitol. Well, yeah, she was targeted by the FBI she was taken into custody by the FBI on January 18th, informed the next morning by a judge she was being charged with trespassing. Now, during her sentencing, there's the judge Christopher Cooper, who was appointed by Obama. Judge Cooper appeared to take into account the deaths with which Gold had no connection whatsoever, right? I mean, we hear this in the mainstream media is all the time talking about these four or five people who died on January 6th as if the protesters had anything at all to do with it, right? And so the judge parroted this same tired refrain, you know, falsely claiming that the five people had died during the January 6th protest, right, rally. And really it was a rally for the election integrity, and not so much as a protest against election fraud, but as a rally for election integrity, the importance of it, you know. And I wished I could have been there too, because I feel strongly about the need for election integrity. But anyway, Gold was not connected in any way whatsoever with any of the people who died there. In fact, they didn't die because of the rally. Every death there was incidental, except the one where the police officer shot that veteran, that Air Force vet. I mean, that was definitely intentional. All the rest were just incidental. But anyway.
Ashley Babbitt was murdered in cold blood, ladies and gentlemen. And the bottom line is she was actually trying to help stop insurrectionists and provocateurs right before she went through the window and they murdered her. Now, that's on video, provable and everything else. But again, zero accountability for those who killed Ashley Babbitt. A shame. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about in America now is a two-tiered system, Lowell.
That's right, because some people get penalized for behavior that is, you know, behavior that other people do who don't get penalized for that behavior. And so it's just, it's kind of sickening that here in what we call the land of the free, home of the brave, that we have this this two-tiered system where, you know, two people, same behavior, one person gets charged and thrown in jail, and the other person gets off scot-free. That's a two-tiered system. Not everybody gets treated equally before the law, right? That's like, you know, the blindfold has been removed from Lady Justice. And talk about Lady Justice. I'm talking about the statue of the lady atop most of the courthouses of this country. She's blindfolded, she holds a scale in her hand, and she's supposed to be blind to everybody, meaning that she gives everybody equal justice. Well, that system apparently is no longer the system of justice in our country.
Yeah, if you don't believe us, just compare Ammon Bundy to Hunter Biden to make your point. Ammon Bundy literally served for 2 years and guilty of nothing. And the judge said the government was the one that was involved in criminal activity, but zero accountability. Now, Hunter Biden literally bringing international leaders, international globalist ties straight to the White House. They lied, said it didn't exist, covered it up, and Hunter's still free today.
Incredible. Wow. Incredible, Sam. Now, Gold's sentence is unusually severe for her misdemeanor charge. Many of those who merely entered the Capitol on January 6th without any disorderly conduct, who have already been charged, they were sentenced with probation without any jail, right? That's most of the people who got charged and were found guilty of being in the Capitol on January 6th. They got probation with no jail time. Well, here comes Dr. Simone Gold. Why did they take it out on her? Well, because she had been talking about the vaccine, talking against vaccine mandates and against the government-imposed lockdown. So because what she was saying was not on the 3-to-5 card of allowable opinion, they threw her in jail. I mean, it's just mean, it's vindictive, and it's not just. It's unjust. So, you know, now ABC News, I caught this headline, too. They spun the story like this. They said, quote, the founder of American Frontline Doctors, Gold, and her coalition of physicians have pushed conspiracy theories about the COVID-19 vaccine and promoted disproven treatments like ivermectin, end quote. So that is definitely from the mainstream media. They have packed lie after lie into their fake news because, truth be told, ivermectin has saved thousands of lives. And that was clearly shown in India, where there was several provinces in India that spread ivermectin around, these little care packages, first aid packages. Thousands and thousands of these care packages went out. And in that province of India, deaths were almost unnoticeable, deaths from COVID, just almost non-existent. Whereas in a neighboring province where they did not allow these ivermectin kits to be spread, they had lots of deaths from COVID there. So it's very clear. And so this is a lie spread by the mainstream media. Ivermectin is a proven treatment for COVID-19. And it's also the case, Sam, life insurance companies are just hemorrhaging right now. They're going under. They're going bankrupt because of the excess deaths of those who have taken the COVID gene therapy clot shots. These are not conspiracy theories, Sam. These are conspiracy facts. And, you know, as much as the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about them or even, you know, talk about them as fact, they are fact. And the sooner we turn off the mainstream media and turn on alternative radio, such as Liberty Roundtable, the better we will be as a country, Sam.
Amen to that. But you know what, folks? Understand this. If what you say does not comport with the official approved narrative, and if you have a large number of followers of people that consider what you have to say, then you know what? You are considered dangerous and dealt with very harshly. This is what we're seeing on a grander and grander scale. Alex Jones, I reported on Friday, got fined or ordered to pay $4.1 million by an Austin jury. Now, that was what I reported. But right after I reported that, they came back with another $45 million, and they're still not done yet. So Alex Jones' companies are declaring bankruptcy, $50 million, and they're not even done. Wow. And what he dared to say was, hey, you know what? The Sandy Hook shooting called? Sandy Hook? Shooting was bogus. The Sandy Hook was bogus, that there were actors, this and that. Now, I believe Alex is wrong. I believe it was a real shooting. But I also agree with Alex that it's not as the government told us it was. They're lying about the narrative and the details. But nevertheless, the bottom line is, you know, you've got Alex Jones fined $50 million. And a big portion of that is a kind of a punishment penalty. When they say punitive damages, that means punishment damages. And what their goal is to make sure that guys like me, guys like Lowell, they want to send a message to say, you're next if you don't shut up. Yeah, I kid you not. Quick pause, a whole lot more from Lowell Nelson in mere seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. By an overwhelming 86-11 vote, the Senate Tuesday night gave final passage to a bill that ramps up health care and disability benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxins. The PACT Act of 2022 passed Tuesday night. Pat Toomey, who led the Republicans in stalling the measure, warned that it included what he calls a trick that would permit indiscriminate spending. And a school in Utah has removed books from the shelves.
Utah's largest public school district is defending its decision to remove 52 books that some parents view as pornographic. The Alpine School District has roughly 84,000 students. The district decided to pull the books by 41 authors from its library shelves after an internal audit flagged them as sensitive material without literary merit. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A kidnapped girl's escape in Alabama has led to the discovery of two decomposing bodies and the arrest of a man now facing murder and kidnapping charges. Police got a call Monday morning from a driver about a 12-year-old girl walking alone along County Road 34 in Dadeville, Tallapoosa County. Sheriff Jimmy Abbott said Tuesday at a news conference the girl had been restrained to bedposts for about a week, according to the criminal complaint. Jose Paulino Pascal Reyes, 37, was arrested Monday about 25 miles away in Auburn on suspicion of first-degree kidnapping by U.S. Marshals and police, the sheriff said, adding other agencies are also on this case. U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. This is USA Radio News.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with me and always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. Dr. Simone Gold jailed for trespassing. Alex Jones fined $50 million. They're coming for you and I as they write attack articles on us all over the place these days. False, dishonest narratives. They're telling lies upon lies and lies that they document over and over and over. Then they pretend that's the truth, and they use that to point to the next lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is insane. We now have a two-tier justice system in America. Not all people are treated equally before the law. Okay, what if what you say does not comport with the official approved narrative, you are dealt with harshly, especially if you have a following or a way to influence others, ladies and gentlemen. There's heroes in America, though, that are standing up against the tyranny that's going on. One of them is Julie Kelly, well-known investigative journalist, and she's been looking into the January 6th stuff like you would not believe, and now the New American wrote an incredible article about her fantastic work, Lowell.
She documents many of the stories of these unfortunate people who have been charged and, you know, with crimes of being in the Capitol and near the Capitol on January 6th. Her book is entitled January 6th, How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War of Terror Against the Political Right. Now, on that day, January 6th, hundreds of thousands of Americans assembled in Washington, D.C., to rally for election integrity. Some were captured on video entering the Capitol trespassing, allegedly, although, as you and I both know, Capitol Police welcomed them into the Capitol building, steering them through barricades without any resistance, right? Some stood on the Capitol grounds singing the national anthem. Many of them were praying. Others used their phones to record what was really happening because the majority of the flag-waving crowd were nonviolent, law-abiding citizens, simply making known their political convictions that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Well, so journalist Julie Kelly has uncovered many of the unreported stories of that day and documenting them with unrelenting passion, meticulous detail, dozens of these little-known accounts in her inspiring book. And this is in the face of intense scrutiny and ridicule. She has corresponded for more than a year, Sam, with a number of these so-called extremists. And while the mainstream media spun a story about the protesters encouraged by Donald Trump to attack police officers and attempt to overturn a U.S. election, Kelly has written a much different and true story. So we have to ask ourselves the question, Sam, do the punishments fit the crimes? Well, out of more than 400 people arrested, at least 73 are accused of committing acts of violence, particularly against police, reported NPR. At least 35 are suspected of causing property damage, like breaking windows or doors to gain entry to the building. At least 27 are accused of theft, like the man photographed carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern, or one woman who allegedly took a laptop from Pelosi's office. Well, Corey Griffin, founder of Cowboys for Trump, was among those arrested and accused. Griffin was denied bail, sat in a federal prison cell for 19 days. His true offense was refusing to say that no fraud had occurred in the 2020 presidential election. And according to the AP, quote, U.S. Magistrate Judge Zia Farduki said Griffin's behavior and statements suggest he might have struck justice. I like that. He might have struck justice based on his presence in a riotous crowd outside the U.S. Capitol and his insistence that the election was not won by Biden. End of quote. Wow, talk about a headline. He might have struck justice. Let's throw him in jail for 19 days because he might obstruct justice. That's incredible. Anyway, Julie Kelly has carefully and consistently reported many, many of these stories. She has brought these political prisoners to life for us. We learn of the men still rotting in jail cells, of jobs they have lost, of their failed businesses, and of families broken and torn apart. It's truly a sobering, it's a sad book, it's a sad tale that she tells, but it's an important one. Because it's the truth. It's what our own government is doing to us citizens right here in America. Quote, jailed in filthy conditions for months on end, those arrested have been denied bail but not convicted of any crime. They have been treated badly, refused medical treatment, and swift legal representation. End of quote. So, Sam, it's an amazing story that she put together. This is journalist Julie Kelly. Many, many stories in this book. But once again, the title is this, January 6th, How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War of Terror Against the Political Right. Well, thank goodness for Julie Kelly and for her giving these people a voice. And my fellow Americans, we must reject the spin from the mainstream media. We must learn the real story, the real facts. And we do that by, you know, purchasing Kelly's book, reading it, spreading it around, donating it to your local library so other people can read it. I mean, that's what we do. We spread the truth. Why? Well, because it's going to inspire shame, alarm, outrage, and hopefully wake up, help to wake up our fellow American citizens. And that would be a very nice outcome if we could do that with this book. Sam?
Amen to that. Let me throw out a couple of other details about Julie Kelly. I've been tracking her tremendous work because she is so spot on. There's a couple of things that she highlights that everybody ought to remember or reiterate if you didn't hear it the first time. Here it is. Julie Kelly documents that the FBI... And the New York Times reported that the FBI documented that last September, a member of the Proud Boys who entered the Capitol on January the 6th was an FBI informant, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear me? A member of the Proud Boys was an FBI informant. And the informant who texted his, quote, bureau handler during the riot insisted that the Proud Boys did not have any advanced plan to enter the Capitol and disrupt the election certification. No prior plans, says the government Proud Boys informant. But there's more. The FBI also said in August that it had not found evidence that January 6th was the result of an organized plot to overturn the election. That's according to four current and former law enforcement officials. So now you've got law enforcement officials from the FBI documenting that, hey, you know what? There was no evidence that it was an organized plan. The insider informant says there was no Proud Boy. Well, why does the mainstream press continue to even associate guys like Sam Bushman and Richard Mack, who told everybody not even to go to this thing? They're still associating us with an insurrection, us with Donald Trump. Never mind that their own informant says there was no advance plan. So which is it? Was there an advance plan? Are we all involved? Or was there no advance plan? And if there's no advance plan, why is an FBI informant breaching the Capitol that works for the Proud Boys? How many more of those are there? Well, then Julie Kelly does a phenomenal job and ties Ray Epps to this whole thing, folks. She literally ties Ray Epps, one of the great insurrectionists, to this whole thing. And the question is, why is Ray Epps running around free? Huh? Now you want more, folks? You ready? I'll give you more. Now there's a guy in jail. He's a January 6th so-called protester. He's a prisoner as well, by the way. And he says this, Ray Epps recruited me. Why is he not in jail for obstruction of Congress and or seditious conspiracy? Art Moore at WorldNet Daily, WND.com, writes this piece. Why is Ray Epps not in jail for inciting the crowd or obstruction of Congress or seditious conspiracy? Sean Michael is the gentleman. His name is Sean Michael McHugh. He's a California businessman, California business owner, and a father of four. He says Ray Epps literally tried to recruit me. But now this guy is literally in jail and Ray Epps is running around free. Michael writes his open letter about this in the Gateway Pundit. So with Julie Kelly, the Gateway Pundit, and Liberty Roundtable Live teaming up, you're getting more and more and more of the evidence. Not only do we see Ray Epps on video as a provocateur, not only do we see Ray Epps everywhere, now we've even got a witness who says, wait a minute, this guy tried to recruit me. Why am I in prison? Why is he running around free? Julie Kelly is the one bringing this to the table for people to understand. Now, let me say one more thing about this. Revolver News doing a phenomenal job. They're the ones that put all the video evidence and documentation together for this as well, folks. I'm just telling you, it is riveting. When we come back, the All-American Life, an incredible column. Is it a factory of lies? Quick pause. Lowell Nelson continues in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Philip Giraldi writes an incredible column, The All-American Lie Factory, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with the tales. Lowell?
This is a very interesting column. Philip Giraldi used to work for the CIA, and therefore he is uniquely qualified to describe some of the devices and tricks used by the CIA, and so we're going to learn what some of those tricks are right here in this column. First of all, Giraldi rightly believes that the people who voted for Joe Biden did not want him to pursue a conflict with Russia in Ukraine. Before, you know, we got American advisors on the ground there. I think everybody recognizes that. And if we continue to fuel that situation, we might be trading bullets with the Russians before long. But has Congress declared war on Russia? That's my question. No way, we haven't. Then we should not be engaged in making war on Russia.
By the way, nor should we, by the way.
No, exactly. See, the Constitution, which Sam rightly calls the blueprint for liberty, is that simple. It's that plain. Only Congress may declare war. The president cannot declare war. The Supreme Court may not do so. Only Congress may do so. And there has not been a declaration of war since 1941, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, back in World War II, I think was the last congressional declaration of war ever given. We should not be making war on any country without a declaration of war. In fact, any president who makes war on a country without a declaration of war should be impeached. Why doesn't that happen? Well, neither party wants to go there because presidents of both parties are guilty of making war without declarations of war. So that's the reason. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, Giraldo believes that Russians approached the United States and its allies with really some quite reasonable requests regarding their own national security, given that a hostile military alliance is about to land on its doorstep. Well, he thinks the U.S. refused to budge on a number of negotiable items, and so so Russia felt compelled to take military action. I tend to agree with Giraldi on this. He says there is no such thing as a good war, and I definitely agree with that statement. He writes that the onus on how the Ukraine situation developed the way it did is on Washington, D.C. I also agree with that. I believe the U.S. purposefully pushed NATO to push Russia into a corner for a variety of reasons. This is me thinking, not Giraldi, but I think we did it to weaken Russia, also to disrupt the oil deal between Russia and Germany, which was denominated in the Russian ruble, so as to stabilize the weakening petrodollar. Those are just two reasons that come to my mind. Again, that's not Giraldi, that's me, I'm just thinking, but there's probably a lot of other reasons. Maybe the globalists have orchestrated this conflict in order to cause inflation, and which is weakening the middle class around the world in order to facilitate the Great Reset. I mean, that's another reason, perhaps. So back to the column, Giraldi. He writes that, he says, I believe that the U.S. and British governments in particular have been relentlessly lying to the people, and that the media in most of the West is party to the dissemination of the lies to sustain the war effort against Russia in Ukraine. The lies include both the genesis and progress of the war, and there's also been a sustained effort to demonize Putin and anything Russia, including the food, the drinks, the language, the culture, and even professional athletes. And, of course, the latest victim is a Tchaikovsky Symphony band in Canada. That just blows my mind, Sam. Tchaikovsky, yeah, he was Russian. He wrote great music. Why ban his music? I just don't. It's crazy. I mean, what thinking person would do that? We should appreciate the music of any culture, any race, any country. Just banning Tchaikovsky's symphony, that's incredible to me. I find that mind-boggling, Sam.
It is beyond mind-boggling, though, in America of all places, though, ladies and gentlemen, right?
Yeah.
Think about where we are, and think about what's being banned to us. They're not just, attacking us or, saying, hey, we disagree with this or that. They're literally going after us, and they're using lies to double down and tell more lies, okay? And they point to their lies as proof of the next lie being factual. They're literally using their lies as, quote, factual proof. It is shocking, ladies and gentlemen. It is shocking. So now we got to talk about the Russian mill, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we say Russian mill, we need to be very careful with that, because oftentimes when they say a mill, it makes it sound like it's manufacturing fake information. The question is this true news? And do we have the American mill running against this narrative? Who's telling the truth, Lol? But this details really where we are in this battle.
Well, when I read that headline, Sam, I assumed that was Russian military. Is that not what MIL stands for? Capital M,
it might,
capital I,
or
capital
it could
L?
Be the news mill, right?
Huh. Oh, interesting. Well,
but either way.
Yeah, either way, this information will blow your socks off. Basically,
because the news mill in America, the news propaganda mill, so to speak, mm-hmm. is telling us lies, and it's absolutely in 100%, 180 degrees from this news, if this is coming out of the Russian military, right?
Mm-hmm. And so what we're talking about is a briefing from the Chief of Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Defense Forces, a fellow named General Igor Kirillov, on military biological activities of the United States in the territory of Ukraine. Okay, so this is what they found. They basically found three things. Number one, they found that about a fifth of the Ukrainian soldiers that surrendered to the Russians carry West Nile pathogens, suggesting that Ukrainian soldiers are being subjected to involuntary biological experimentation and exposure to biological weapons. You know, think Nuremberg, folks. The Nuremberg trial, the Nuremberg Code says no longer are we going to experiment on soldiers. Well, the Ukrainian soldiers, a fifth of them that have been captured by the Russians, they are carrying West Nile pathogens. They didn't know they were doing that. Well, how did they get them? Well, they were subjected involuntarily to this biological experimentation. That's the conclusion you draw from this. Now, not only were these soldiers carrying pathogens, but nearly all of them carried traces of a wide variety of narcotics and opioids, including meth and codeine. Now, Sam, I did know that U.S. soldiers were taught to kill using video games, but I have never heard about the use of drugs in war. And so this is kind of new to me, but, apparently the Nazi soldiers used meth in World War II. And likewise, soldiers in Ukraine are using a methamphetamine called Pervitin, which was also used by U.S. soldiers in Vietnam and Korea. It is designed, now get this, it is designed to reduce the psycho-emotional burdens of war. Well, what do you do when you reduce a person's conscience? I mean, when you talk about psycho-emotional burden, I think you're talking about one's conscience. How can you, in good conscience, go kill another human being, right? I mean, I think that's
well,
what
and
we're
you wonder,
about.
You wonder if that drug, along with psychotropic drugs, are being used where these mass murders go crazy in America too. We can't get any intel on their bodies. We can't get any intel on what drugs are running through their veins. But you got to wonder that too, Lowell.
Yeah, exactly. So This is another conclusion from this report. Ukraine apparently is using these mind-numbing agents on their own forces, on their own soldiers, to make them more susceptible to carrying out heinous acts, you know, extreme cruelty to civilians, shelling their own people. You know, you've heard the stories about how incredibly cruel these soldiers are to their fellow countrymen. Well, this could account for that. This could help to explain why they're able to do that. If they're being given Pervitin, you know, that could very well explain that. So that's kind of like a bomb, another bombshell in this report. Then Russia directly accuses the U.S. of creating and releasing COVID-19. This is very interesting. This is the second point in this report. Russia was very specific in accusing the DNC liberal globalists of this, of releasing COVID-19. They claim to have records of over 16,000 biological samples, including blood and serum samples, that were transported from Ukraine to the U.S. and other European countries. They then pointed to U.S. Congressman Jason Crow of the House Intelligence Committee, who warned Americans about the dangers of giving their DNA to private companies. Why? Because there, quote, is a possibility that the test results will be sold to third parties and the information obtained could be used to develop biological weapons targeting specific groups or individuals, end of quote. In other words, Sam, this accuses the U.S. of producing biological weapons to ethnically cleanse certain individuals of selected genome sequences. So basically, the DNC globalists were using Ukraine as a home base for the production of the virus and then shipping the genome-specific viruses to labs around the world to be released to ensure that the virus infected the entire world. That's kind of a big bombshell, Sam. And the military
it's a huge bombshell, and here's the question. It brings up who's telling the truth here. They want you to believe that Russia is the aggressor and the evil one, and they're going ahead and invading Ukraine. You know what? Really, what if the United States is the aggressor? What if they really are releasing COVID-19 around the world? And then what if they are releasing COVID-19 as a bioweapon, intentionally weaponized via gain-of-function research, and then released on the population? And then the antidote is the vaccine. Both increase spike proteins in every organ in the body to the point where you're creating a massively sick population. What's the repercussions of that down the road? Only time will tell, but we know their agenda is population reduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hard to say the Russians are lying here when they point to our own Congress representatives to make their points. That's a scary reality check. Are we already in World War III? Was C-19, if you will, or COVID-19, the first weapon fired, Lowell?
One more statement from this report, Sam, that is evidence that what the Russians are saying is true. Is this, according to our experts, this is evidenced by the uncharacteristic variability of the genome variants that cause different peaks in the incidence of coronaviruses, significant differences in lethality and contagiousness, uneven geographic distribution, right? I mean, this COVID is not hurting anybody in Africa, for example, folks. I mean, it's hurting people in the U.S. big time and in Italy big time and other countries, but it's unpredictable, right? I mean, I inserted that. Okay, back to the quote. And the unpredictable nature of the epidemic process as a whole, it appears that despite efforts to contain and isolate the disease, the pandemic is being artificially fueled by the introduction of new variants of the virus in a particular region, end of quote. So that's the bottom line of that military report and evidence that this is a man-made weapon being fired upon the population of the world.
Here's the question. Is it the rumor mill from Russia, or is this the real military releasing facts? Are we already in World War III? Was C-19 the first weapon fired? You got to ask yourself these questions. I don't trust the Russians, but I sadly trust the Americans even less.
Yeah, me too, Sam. Pretty sobering. Pretty important report.
God bless you for your work, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. I'm Sam Bushman. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. God save the Republic.